Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
All of the praises here on this broadcast. We would like to let you know today we're going to be celebrating with the family of my best friend, Carolyn Jones. I would like to dedicate this broadcast to the family of Carolyn Jones and their dear friends who passed away on Sunday morning, and her home celebration was on today. We lift them up, continue to lift them up in prayer, and we bless the Lord for a dear friend in Christ. Today, we just want to let you know that God is still in control and that God does have all power in his hand. The word of God says he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And there is nothing too hard for God to do. We just want you today to get ready for a blessing from the Lord. I believe that this discussion from the Breakthrough broadcast will be a blessing to you on today, as on every we want you, because you still have time, to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Breakthrough broadcast is on the air. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and before we go any further, I'd like to just take this time to introduce to you the panelists on the Breakthrough broadcast. They are as following: Miss Helen Cooper, Elder Natasha Davis, and Pastor Lewis Malone. And we thank God for the women and men of God that God has given on this broadcast to be able to teach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Yes, we are excited about what God's word says. For in God's word, we get illumination, we get knowledge, we get wisdom, we get built up, we get strengthened, we receive more than we could ever imagine when we get to study and we get to be able to read the word of God. Because the more that we read it, the more that we hear it, then our faith will grow. For the word of God says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our topic today will be faith, doubt, and faith again. It is taken from, our lesson today is taken from Genesis, the 12th chapter, 1st through the 13th chapter. And we are, as I said before, we are excited about what God is about to do. Let's use a central truth today. We would use: developing a healthy faith in God may require wrestling with fear and doubt. The key verse would be: by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. We just want to celebrate the Lord today, because when we begin to think about what God has done in our lives and what God is about to do on this broadcast, we are excited. But let's go before the throne of grace. I'm going to invite you this afternoon to come and go with us as we go before the throne of our God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise thee, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, all, God, that you are about to do. We thank you, God, for bringing us this forth by faith. Lord, we thank you, Father, for our radio audience, those that are listening, God, those that are far away, those that in Chicago, those that in Father God, in California, New Jersey, those that are in Tampa, Florida, those, God, in the name of Jesus, in Alaska and Hawaii, Father, all around our nation, here in Jacksonville, Florida, whatever you have given them the ear to hear of this broadcast, we pray that they will be tremendously blessed. God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And Father, during this broadcast, God, give them an ear to hear what thus says the word of God. And Lord, even as we teach, Lord, I pray, God, even now, as we just teach and discuss what you have given us unto today, God, that they'll walk off, knowing, God, that they have been before you unto today. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank you. Again, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We're getting ready to go into our discussion today. Why don't you get a paper, a pen, take some notes today. Just be able to go back and jot down some things for food for thought that you would like to remember. I know it's going to be really good. But sometimes you think, well, I have it. I can remember it. But sometimes when you walk away, you say, what did they say? You know, what was that scripture that they taught us today? So you still have a chance to go and to get that pencil pen or that pad so that God can be able to bless you tremendously. Now, our first topic today will be faith to obey God. This is going to be really good. I'm going to invite you to just pay a special attention to not just this topic, but every topic that you're going to receive on today. Okay, we're going to go to Miss Helen Hooper, and she is going to be coming from Genesis, the 12th chapter, 1st through that 9th verse. Let's welcome Miss Helen Hooper to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Ms. Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, all of our listeners and our broadcast family. And I am going to be speaking on the topic of faith to obey God, coming from Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 9, and it reads, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, where unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, "Unto thee thy seed will I give this land." And there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from hence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And verse 9 says, "And Abram adjourned, going on still toward the south." And here we see the topic is faith to obey God. And we see here where Abram is obeying the word of God. He's obeying God's voice. And we can take from this the life of Abram. It teaches us that faith is not only faith, but is also linked first and foremost to obedience. And that's what Abraham was doing. He did not need to know what God was doing. He didn't ask him. He didn't second guess it. He didn't go back and pray and say, "Well, I'm not going to move on it right now." He said, God told him to leave his father's house and go, and that's what he did. So we see here not only faith, but obedience to God, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, faith to obey God. But when God gives us a thing to do, when he gives us a task that has been applied to our hands, he wants us to move on it, because when we don't move on it, it shows that we don't have any faith in him, and we know that faith moves him on his throne. not because we're crying and not because we're pleading, not because we're asking and we go before him in prayer and we just plead and beg, but faith moves him on his throne. And this is what we see here, where Abraham is being, not only has faith in God, but he is being obedient to God, and he is moving and to where God would happen to move. And the word of God said he was 75 years old when God commanded him to do this. So when we, men and women of God, but no matter how old you are, I mean, if you have faith in God, you know his voice, you have that relationship with him, when he tells you to do something, he expects you to move on it. He doesn't expect you to sit back and say, well, I want a prophecy from somebody that has to be confirmed. It is the voice of God. It came straight from the throne. So you need to be moving in what God would have you to move in, because here we see Abraham moving into what God said is going to be his promise. He's moving into his inheritance. He's being obedient, so God is going to meet him. I tell people all the time, if you do the impossible, God would do the impossible. Abraham didn't know where he was going. God told him to go. He gave him instructions. He gave him instructions as he went along, but he got up and he moved on this. So that's what we're saying, faith to obey God. Do we have faith to obey God? Some of us just sit and wait and read, and I need this and I need that, and I need somebody to prophesy into my life, but I need somebody to speak on this, and God is just waiting for us to move, because without faith, the word says it is impossible to please him. So with this, Abraham moved. He knew he had a promise. Even over when we see in Genesis 20 and 22, where he told him to sacrifice, go and sacrifice his only son, and he was going to do that. He moved quickly. He did not tarry. He moved quickly. So we see God was testing him, but we see his faith. He had faith again to obey God. He did not question his word. He moved on it. He got ready. He got prepared, and he moved, even though he told him to sacrifice his son. Now, we all know the story of Abraham and how and Isaac. Isaac was his promise. So he knew that God had a plan. He didn't know what that plan was, but he still moved on it. So when he told him to sacrifice his son, now this is my promise. This is what you promised me. So how can I go and kill my son? So, but he still moved. He still went and did exactly what God told him to do. As he moved, his son even was questioning, okay, I see the wood, I see the fire, but I don't see a sacrifice. And he told him, God will supply the sacrifice, and surely he did. That shows us that he had faith enough to know. God gave him a promise. The promise was walking with him. The promise was talking to him. So he knew that he had to have faith and believe that God had a plan that he didn't know about. But this is what we're talking about today. If you don't have faith enough to obey God, he said faith will move him on his throne. When you have faith, it shows him that you trust totally in him. That's why we have to have faith when we pray. I was speaking to this young man this week, and he was saying that his mother was very, very sick. She's even sick unto death, and he said the doctor has given her 8 weeks to live. And he was like, God is taking my mother. And I had to redirect him and say, young man, no, he is not taking your mother. First of all, sickness does not come from the Lord. That comes from the pits of hell. And I told him, but if your mother is willing to pray and she has faith, her faith will keep her here. It's according to her faith, like the word says, that she will stay when here, only if she has that faith. You cannot pray her here. You cannot make her stay here. But if she has faith enough to know that God can heal, he's a healer, she will certainly stay here. But if she wants to go and she doesn't have that faith, she will certainly leave here. It's according to our faith. So when we obey God, when we know that it's his will and we obey God, he goes before us and he has a set plan. And he just does it strategically. All we need to do is hear his voice and move and take action on it. So that's what we're talking about today. We see here that Abraham is moving into God's promise, into his inheritance, and he didn't ask God why. He just moved. So we should have faith enough to know better. We should have faith enough to obey God, men and women of God, not to question him and what he's doing, because sometimes we can wait and our season passes, and that means you have lost out on a blessing, on what God wanted to do for you in that season. You did not move. So some of us get caught back, and some of us are in seasons. We miss that season because we're not being obedient, and we don't have faith in God enough to know that he has everything in control. And like I said, Abraham was 75 years old, but he knew God had spoken to him, and there was a promise that God was going to make. He didn't live to see everything till this day. His promise came true, and we can see it evident on earth. So he moved where God told him to move. He didn't tarry. He didn't ask God. He had faith in God. He obeyed God. And that is a part of faith, being obedient to God, because when he speaks, we should move. So I want to leave you with this, that God is, he's faithful to what he says. We're the ones who need to listen and who need to be faithful to him. He's always faithful to us. So if he speaks the word to you and you know it's the voice of God, you need to move on it. That's what he is there for. He's setting you up for your promise. He's moving you to different levels, but you've got to be able to obey when he speaks. You have to have faith enough to know that he is moving you in the right direction. And if you're living clean and holy, and I tell people this all the time, if you're living clean and holy, over in Isaiah 45, it said, command ye me. You can command God to do anything that you need him to do if you're living clean and holy, because you're the righteousness of God. That is the promise of God. That is the promise of us from God. So if today you're listening, we want you to build your faith. We want you to get that relationship with God. If you don't, if your faith is not strong, according to your faith is how God will move for you. He will move on his throne. If you have that unshakable faith, he will move on his throne and you will be able to see it. And it won't be very long, but you have to have that faith, that unshakable faith in God. And that's what we see here with Abraham. Throughout Abraham's story, and in the Bible, you can see his faith time and time and time again. This man is 75 years old, but he believes what God has told him. He believes that God has a promise. He believes that God has a plan, and he moves out on it. So this is what we're talking about today, obeying, having faith to obey God. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We thank God for being able to obey. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. When we can obey God, when we can do all that God has called us to do, Abraham had to have confidence in God. He had to be able to rely on him, to depend on him, to know that God was God and God all by himself. And we have to ask ourselves the question, do I believe God? Do I have faith in God? Do I truly trust him? Do I really have confidence in him? We see, as Ms. Hooper said, man of God, 75 years old. When we're looking at a person that is 75 years old, we're thinking that, you know, this person is past retiring, this person, life is almost coming to an end, and all of this that in the carnal mind, people began to think. But this is when God really began for Abraham to step out on his word, to stretch out and to believe him. It's not what we see. It's not what things look like. It's not what a person looks like. It's not their age. It's not what they have not accomplished. It's what God is going to accomplish in their life. So we see the man of faith. We see how he moves in faith. So right now we're going to go and we're going to go to our next topic. Come on, let's go with us as we go. And we're going to talk about fear and doubt. Fear and doubt. And that's going to be coming from Genesis, the 12th chapter, the 10th through the 20th verse. And we would like to take this opportunity again to welcome Elder Natasha Davis to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Elder Natasha Davis.
Family. Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy, to the Breakthrough Broadcast family, to the panel guests today. I'm so very thankful and very pleased to be with you on today. I'm very excited about our topic on today, faith, doubt, and faith again. And standing from the position of fear and doubt, will I be talking and ministering to those that are listening today. In the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 10 through 20, reads as this: and there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore, it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me. But they will save thee alive. Verse 13, say, I pray thee, that thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house, and he entreated Abraham well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he had asses and men servants and maiden servants and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why did thou not tell me that she was your wife? Why did thou say that she was your sister, so that I might have taken her to wife? Now therefore behold thy wife, and take her, and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he did. I thank and praise the Lord and say amen to the reading of God's word on today. We're talking about fear and doubt. Abraham and Sarah found themselves in a situation that caused them to be highly intimidated. The Bible records in verse 10 of chapter 12 of the book of Genesis that there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went to Egypt to join there, as the Bible says, and famine was very grievous. Sometimes grievous circumstances cause us to be intimidated. It causes us to look upon it as a great obstacle and a great mountain, and we feel sometimes inadequate to perform well in grievous circumstances or situations. And that's why the Bible tells us to not have a spirit of timidity. The Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear or timidity, but he's given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Just as I'm reminded about that, I'm reminded that the children of Israel was very intimidated about the giants that were in the land flowing with milk and honey. And even though Abram was being obedient to the word of the Lord to go to Egypt, but once he got there, he became very intimidated by his surroundings. And so sometimes fear can grip us because we look upon circumstances. And the Bible records that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. When we look at circumstances, our circumstances can get a hold of us, and fear can grip our hearts. But God told his son Joshua, he says, the task that I've given you is a great task. And he said, be thou only bold and very courageous. And he said, as I was with my servant Moses, so shall I be with you also. Moses likewise was intimidated to what God had called him to, and he felt very inadequate because he had a stutter. The prophet Jeremiah felt also intimidated and very inadequate because of his age. And God told Jeremiah, he said, say not that I am a child, because I have formed you in your mother's womb. And God knows the things that he's called us to, and we cannot allow intimidation to bring doubt into our spirits, into our minds. And we cannot allow the things that we look at to intimidate us, because the word of the Lord assures us that lo, until the end of the world, God will be with us always, and to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. God has promised to protect us, for the word of the Lord says that he's given us angels to encamp about us and to keep us in all our ways. The Bible promises that God will provide. Well, he will supply all of our needs. And so God had sent Abram and Sarah to the land that is very foreign and unfamiliar to them. God said that he would supply our needs, and sometimes when our needs are not supplied according to atmospheres and situations that make us comfortable, we get intimidated. But God is sovereign, and he can supply our needs however he wants to. And so we seem to get fearful when we're in unfamiliar territory. But God says that he's given us the land. He's given us dominion. He's given us power and authority over the earth and over the fish and over the fowl of the air. And so children of God, listeners of God, men, women of God, know today that the word of God stands sure, that he says in his word that if you believe in me and do not doubt in your heart, you'll be able to remove mountains. He also told us in his word and confirmed in his word, he said that if you ask without wavering anything that I'll do for you in my name. And so we stand on the word of God, that even though we are faced with fear and we're faced with doubt sometimes in situations, we must believe that God's word is true, that he loves us, and we must walk in the word according to God's promises to us, that he'll be with us and that he will never forsake us. And so as I make my close and make my exit and turn it back over to Dr. McCoy, please understand today and take it into your spirit that God will never send you to a place where he's not always already provided your deliverance. Do not be intimidated by any person, no matter what their title, no matter what their position. The heart of the king is in God's hand, and God was able to turn Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh was a pagan king. He was not a worshiper of God, but the sovereignty of God was able to touch Pharaoh's heart and get in his mind and say, you're about to do some harm to my servants, and expose and told him all the truth. So children of God, just know no matter what it looks like, God has already made a way for you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Elder Natasha Davis. We thank God for an exciting word of God coming from Elder Natasha and Ms. Helen Hoover. We thank God because of the word of God. We can read it and we can apply it to our life. We see the men of God. We see the men of God, how God moves in him and how God blessed him. We first talked about faith to obey God. Then we talked about fear and doubt. We must not fear, but we can have that confidence and faith in God. The more confidence that we have in God, the less fear that we'll operate in. If we can just see Jesus, not the situation, not what we're going through, but if we can see Jesus, not the sickness, not the infirmity, not the diseases, not just that job that you want, but we can see Jesus and see him as being our Alpha and Omega, as he being the beginning and the end, knowing that he does have all power in his hand. Oh, what a word, what a discussion for today. We're going to talk about faith to let go. Now, the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We're going to talk about faith to let go. I'm going to begin Genesis, the 13th chapter, 1st through the 9th verse. It reads as, and Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him unto the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south, even to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, to the place of the altar, which he had made there at first. There Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, and that they might dwell together. For their substance dwell there in the land. And Abram said to Lot, lest there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before you separated yourself? He says, is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself, I pray you, from me. If you will take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if you depart to the right, then I will go to the left. I mean, look at God. Look at the wisdom of God. Look at the man of God. Look at him as he operating in love and in charity, as he operating in something that will be good for not only Lot and his herdsmen, but also for theirs as well. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? When we look at faith to let go, sometimes we have to let some things go. Sometimes we have to let people go. Sometimes we have to let things go. Sometimes we have to let situation go. But we need that faith to let go. And Abraham was an excellent example of having a faith in God. Look, when we began to look at the Word of God, it let us know after Abraham had returned from Egypt, Abraham and his household, they had returned to Bethel. And this was a place where Abraham had stayed. When we look at Genesis, that 13th chapter, 1 through 5, the 5th verse that I read, we see that Abraham, his nephew Lot, was with him. Now, God didn't tell him to take Lot with him, but because he loved Lot, you know how you love people and you want to take people with you and you want them to be blessed when God bless you? But he really didn't tell him to take Lot. This is what he said in Genesis. He says, when we look at that 12th chapter, he says, God told him, God says, when God instructed him, he said, to get out of your country. He tell him to leave what? His kindred, his kinfolk, those people that he knows, those people that he was so comfortable with. I want you to leave them. Not only do I want you to leave them, but I want you to leave your father's house. You know, some people will have a problem with that because they truly will not have trust God. Now, how am I going to go to another place, a place that I don't even know where I'm going? How am I going to go and leave my father, leave my kindred, and leave the country that I came out of? But then God, listen what he was saying to the man of God. He said that this is one of the common things where we can just hear the end of the matter, when we can know what God is saying to us, even if we don't understand, or we can have faith in him. You know what he said? He said, I will take you to a land that I will show you. You know, you may have not seen it. You may can't even visualize it. But if you just can believe me, if you can just trust me, if you can just have confidence in me, I'm going to take you unto a land that I'm going to show you. And then he says, God told Abraham that he told him some great things. So he said to Abraham, he said, you know what, I'm going to make Abraham a great nation. He told him that he would bless him. I mean, God was telling him some things that, I mean, he should have been up in the air. I mean, being encouraged, so being so blessed for God, the Father, is speaking to him and letting him know that he was going to be with him. He was going to make Abraham a great nation, that he was going to bless him. Somebody want to be blessed today, but can you trust God? Can you believe God for what you want or what God's word says? Because the word of God says, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or tittle of his word will fail. So here we have to believe God. And you know what he said? He said to Abraham, he said, I will make your name great. You know, you may not even be known. Nobody may not even know you. But you know what I'm going to do for you, Abraham, if you just believe me? He said, I'm going to make your name great. And you know what I'm going to also do? He said, I'm going to, Abraham, he's going to make Abraham a blessing. Don't you want to be a blessing to someone? Don't you want to not to just get everything for yourself? You know, sometimes when we think about blessing, I want that Mercedes Benz. You know, I want that Infinity. I want that Jaguar. I want that $500,000 house. You know, all of these things that when we think in our mind that this will bless me, this will make me feel good. But no, all those things, sometimes they're not good for you. Some of those things will cause you to stop serving God. Some of these things will cause you to cause you to stop praying. Some of these things, if you don't have faith and confidence in God, some of these things will cause you to get out of fellowship with the Most High God. God knew what we need and what he wanted to give us. So he's telling the man of God, Abraham, I'm going to do all of these things for you. And you know, he said, he said, I'm going to bless them that bless you. Sometimes people don't like to bless people because they like to keep it for themselves. You know, they don't like to bless them because of the fact that if I give you this, then what am I going to have? But what does God say? He said, I will bless them that bless you. If you bless the man or the woman of God, you don't have to do it in the open. You don't have to do it and use a mic to tell somebody that you're going to bless them. And you don't have to talk about your blessing. But God said to Abraham that he said, I will bless them that bless you. And when we read the scriptures, we know that God blessed Abraham tremendously. And then he said to him, he said, I will curse him that curse him. Be careful how you bother with the people of God. You know, be careful how you touch God's anointing. Be careful of what you say to God's people. You know, some people, they, you know, kind of rattle off sometimes, and they say things that's really in the heart, because if they didn't, they wouldn't say it. But you have to be careful what you're saying to God's anointing and to God's people. And he says that, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So God did a lot of blessing here. I mean, a lot of blessing. And then he told, this is one of the things that I like to say to you before it comes to, that we go to our next speaker, Abraham and Lot. They was both of them. Although Abraham took Lot with him, Lot prospered. He prospered a lot, you know. He had herdsmen, and he had flocks and herds, and the word tells us that they prospered so that the land they was in, they had inhabited together, it would not sustain the both of them. Both of them had so much, and this led to a quarry among their herdsmen. And Abraham he suggested that they part company. You know, they couldn't stay there because of all of what Abraham had and what all Lot had. And this is what I really want to get here to make a point as well. Abraham suggested that they depart company, and then Abraham gave Lot the choice of land to be settled. And Abraham said to Lot, let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you. And between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, well, we are brothers. We be brothers. So let's not have any strife. He said, is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself. You let him separate from him, and I will pray you from me. And I pray you for me. You will pray for him. And he said, if you take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If you decide to go to the left, I will go to the right. Or if you depart and go to the right, then I will go to the left. You know, one of the things that we're going to be talking about a little later on in the same area, the same scripture, we're going to see how he blessed this man, Lot.
and see what Lot did for him, how he took the best land that he thought he was taking the best land and a choice of everything instead of being humble and instead of being grateful that you even came with them, and he took what he thought was better. And so I'm going to let our next speaker come, and he's going to bless you. Let's go to Pastor Lewis Malone, and he's going to pick up where I left off at. We were talking about faith to let go. I would like to welcome Pastor Lewis Malone to the Breakthrough Podcast. Pastor Malone.
Good evening to Dr. McCoy and the panelists and to the broadcast listeners. Dr. McCoy, I was enjoying myself so well. You were speaking so well. I was really just taking it all in. And I do thank you for this opportunity to be on the broadcast yet again. Thank God for all of us being able to hear one another. It could have been the other way around. It wasn't our good looks and our education that got us here today, but it was His grace and mercy. Amen. And so we want to, I'm going to continue on with Dr. McCoy, where she stopped that, and faith to let go, starting at verse 10 of Genesis chapter 13. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest out of Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Verse 18, then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelled in the plain of Mamre, which is Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Amen. Here Lot chose, it's a typical thing that we all do. We look at what looks good. And Lot looked out along among the plain, and he saw this land out there fully watered and rich and everything. And so Lot chose to take that land. And, you know, Abram, you know, he demonstrated great faith because of he didn't worry about which land that Lot chose. He pretty much says that no matter what you choose, what God has for me is for me. And Abram believed that. So he said, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. So he's saying it doesn't matter. And that's the type of faith that we need to have today as dealing with our day-to-day things that's going on in our lives. We have people that are always trying to take the good that do for us. Anything they see that is going to be worth something to you, they try to take it. But the thing you got to understand, some things that they take is a blessing in disguise for you, because some things are not good for you. It look good to you, but not good for you. And that's what Lot found out, because when he chose that land, notice he didn't notice at the time, but in verse 13 he said, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. So he picked a land that looked good, but what was going on in that land was awful. It was sin and wickedness before the eyes of God. But Abram, when Lot had went down to take over this land, here come God again to Abram. After he said, man, he told him, lift up thine eyes and look from place where thou northward, southward, eastward, and westward. He come out, look all around. And he said that this I will give to thee and for thy seed forever. Now, Abram, he had already promised Abram that he would do this for him. So Abram was taking him at his word. We know that the biblical definition for faith is, you know, it's the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Now, as I first read that, I had a problem with that. I couldn't really understand what exactly what it was talking about. And what it's really saying is taking God at his word. God said it, and that's it. He will deliver. He cannot lie. He will not lie. What he promised you, he will do. So Abram had no problem letting Lot take whatever he wanted, because Abram knew that God was going to hold true to his promises. And I see that we are limited time, so I'm going to try to cut through here as quick as possible, because I do have a lot to put out. But I wanted to go to this standpoint of what we deal with day to day. When we're talking about faith to let go, we have our mentality mixed up, our mindset up, or not as focused towards worldly things, to what society have us to think, versus how God wants us to think. We suffer and we stay on certain jobs that we know that we have to do things that's ungodly and unspiritual and morally wrong on some jobs, and we will hold on to those jobs because we don't have faith enough in God that he will have something for us, he will provide for us. One thing I do believe, once one door closed, God opened up another. See, with the doors that God opened up, man cannot close. And that's where we don't have to worry about what people say, what the world say, because we have a Heavenly Father that owns everything and has everything. See, that's where the world get caught up in. They believe that they own something. We have to know, my brothers and sisters, that we don't own anything. What God has given it to us for a short time, and it's just a short time because our life is only for a short time. And some people may not believe it, but if you don't believe it, you better believe it, because one thing about it, you're going to leave this world. You will not stay here. So when you sit here worrying about things because I need to have this, I need to have that, I can't let go of this here because I'm looking at tomorrow. We have, let me tell you some faith. We have to know, when we talk about faith, we got to know what faith is not. Faith is not sitting there saving money for rainy days for yourself when someone you know is raining in their life already. That's not faith. Faith is not sitting here lying on your taxes to get a bigger refund and then say, the Lord made a way. So faith is taking God at his word, stepping out on nothing and believing something is there. And a lot of things that we have to, like Abram did, he left his home country where he had everything and doing pretty good. He even had a wife. Abram left based on his faith in God. Didn't know where he was going. So he stepped out on nothing, but he knew something was there. God promised was there. He knew God was there. God went before him and already set it up. And the same thing he's doing for us today, because what he did back then, he'll do today. He's forever more the same. And I want to say that faith is not worrying about family members because of your family members and they've done you wrong. You don't worry about that. We're going to worry about why things are happening to us. All we have to do is look towards the author and finish of our faith, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If they did it to him, they'll do it to you. Don't worry about what the world would do to you, because the world hates you because of him. One thing you got to keep in mind, and John tells us that if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. That's what Christ said. And so we have to have faith enough to let the world go. and know that what's going to be given to you, God is going to give it. But what our problem is, we don't know the difference between our needs and wants. We get those separate, we get those crossed up and mixed up. Now, we believe that we, you know, society tells us we have to have transportation, which is in a car. Not only do we have to have a car, we have to have a nice one. But God gave us transportation. He gave us these two big feet we have, give us the breath in our body to move these legs to get us from point A to point B. But, of course, once again, society, the world says that, oh, we need to get there quicker. I want to get there quicker. So I need a car. No, you want a car. You got transportation. I know my Lord and Savior Jesus walked that way he went, didn't he? Amen. So I know I can walk too. But thank God for a car. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're not supposed to have one, but don't get it twisted. Don't think God is not taking care of you because you don't have a vehicle to drive. Don't think that God is not taking care of you because you don't have the fancy house that everybody else has. You know what? Sometimes that's a blessing that you don't. Because the ones with the nice house and nice car, guess what? They got to get nice bills to go along with it. And they sitting there worrying, and you're not. But see, what God has for you is for you. And no matter who try to take it, you just stand on God's word, and you always stay in knowing that he will. See, one thing about it, we can't just, like, we go down and pray for what we need and which God already knows. He tells us not to take a thought of our life for our life and what we need because he already knows. But the thing is, we always want to throw up our wants and say to their needs. But he knows what we need. And you have to have faith to let go of that world mentality. It's a mentality that we have that keep us being fearful, keep us from doubting, because when it don't come the way we want it to come, or when he don't come when we think he should come. Now, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time because he know what time it is. See, he made us. We didn't make ourselves. He knows what's best for us. And once you find a faith in him and to know and forget about yourself. See, the thing is, people start thinking you're crazy when you start talking about faith, because faith you can't see. So many people, they go to talk about faith, but they be seeing what the outcome is from the beginning. That's not faith. Faith is when you, without a doubt, I don't see it right now, but I know it's there. I'm going to go over here to the end of this rainbow because there's a pot of gold over there. But that's just an analogy. Y'all know that, right? Okay, but I'm going to go over here because I know. That's why I'm running this Christian race, because I know when I finish the finish line, there's a crown waiting on me. And I'm going to keep on running this race because I have faith in my Lord and Savior and my God. And back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Malone. We thank God for the word of God. We do honor the Lord today for our panelists. We would like to thank the Lord God for Miss Helen Cooper, Elga Natasha Davis, Pastor Lewis Malone. We thank God for them as we talked by the wayside. While the Lord gave us revelation and given us what he wants for you, our radio audience on today. So we're getting ready. We have only about 2 minutes, but we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And we want you to let this word of God nourish you and keep you and build you up and strengthen you, that the Lord God Almighty will do great and mighty things in your life. We're going to ask Pastor Davis, just take 1 minute, and we're going to pray us out for the broadcast. But we want you to join us on next Saturday at the same time on the breakthrough broadcast as the Lord allow us to speak the word of God. Elder Natasha Davis will come and give us our closing prayer. Elder Davis.
Now, we thank you, Father, for health, life, and strength. We thank you, God, for another day that you've made. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've kept us. Thank you how you kept us days. Lord God, and nights. Thank you for keeping us over the highways, Lord, and the byways. Father, I pray for that person that has been troubling their faith and challenging their faith. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for stirring up of their faith, a new conviction and a revival in their faith. Father, I bind the spirit of doubt operating, Lord God, to discourage and to pull down the person, your child, your son, your daughter. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would touch them in a miraculous and a special way. Father, that you would cause their heart to believe you like never before. God, if that person is in the hospital, if they're in the behind prison walls, God, if they need a job, if they need a breakthrough, if they need a miracle in their marriage, Father, I thank you today, Lord, that your word does decree, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. It decrees, Lord God, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Father, if they just will say to that mountain and do not doubt, I pray, God, that that faith will fail them not in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray all of these blessings to every radio listening audience, to every person listening, that they would give their lives to you if they haven't already, and strengthen those, Lord God, that are walking in your kingdom by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And the blessing of God be with you until we see again on the Breakthrough broadcast. This is Dr. Mary McCoy. We pray that the blessing of God continually be with you, and we be with you, peace and joy, that it ever be with you in Jesus' name. God bless you.